بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إمام علي عليه السلام is اسم أعظم. Quran has a حقيقة, a reality which possesses its treasures. The divine book, that what has reached us is its weak and its mild existence. Marhum Mulla Sadra Rahmatullahi alayhi has said, the holy book, Quran, has passed through 1,000 hijabs, 1,000 filters, for us to be able to perceive it. The reality of Quran is not words, letters, characters, symbols, or script. The reality of Quran are the asma, the names of Allah, wherein are the treasures of Quran. The holy Quran has passed through 1,000 filters. Allah's knowledge, His might, His beauty, and all the names of the Almighty Allah, they have been reflected in the Holy Quran. Allah's existence is reflected in Quran. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, everyone's personality is seen in his speech, in his word, in his kalam. The same is with the Holy Quran. That's why it's shifa and it's cure. If the best of mufassireen, thousands of them like Salman, interpreted Quran, on the day of judgment Quran will appear bikr, untouched. يَأْتِ الْقُرْآنِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِكْرًا. Quran is eternal as Allah is eternal. All the names mentioned in Dua Jawshan Kabir have been reflected in Quran. In a report from Usul al-Kafi regarding the virtue of Quran, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala intended the revelation of Suratul Hamd, Ayatul Kursi, the 18th, the 19th, 26th and the 27th verse of Surat Ali Imran, reciting of these verses after each prayer is recommended, says, لَمَّا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ هَذِهِ الْآيَاتِ أَنْ يَهْبِتْنَ إِلَى الْعَرْفِ تَعَلَّقْنَا بِالْعَرْشِ. When Allah ordered these verses to descend to the earth, they clung to the throne. وَقُلْنَا أَيْ رَبْ إِلَىٰ أَيْنَ تَهْبِتُنَا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْخَطَايَا وَالذُّنُوبِ. And they said, O Lord, where do you want to send us? To the wrongdoers and the sinners. فَأَوْحَى اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِنْ أَنِ اهْبِتَنْ. Then Allah revealed to them to descend. فَوَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي. By my might and my glory. لَا يَطْلُبَنَّكُنَّ مِنْ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ وَشِيَعَتِهِمْ. From among the progeny of Muhammad and their Shias. في دبر ما افترضت عليهم في كل يوم. You will not be sought after the prayers that I have obligated upon them. إلا نظرت إليهم بعيني المكنونة في كل يوم سبعين نظرة. But that I will look at them with my sight 70 times a day. أقضي لهم في كل نظرة 70 حاجة وقبلت ما كان فيه من المعاصي. And each time I look at them, I will fulfill 70 of their wishes, and I will accept and waive their sins. That is, God the Almighty speaks to these verses, means that they are not just words. They speak to Allah, and these verses are more and more and furthermore than just words. in the recited report and many other reports regarding the virtues of the verses and the surahs of Quran. For example, Suratul Hamd, among its effects and benefits is shifa, cure. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam has said, لو قرأت الحمد على ميت سبعين مرة ثم ردت فيه الروح ما كان ذلك عجبا. If this Suratul Hamd is recited on a dead 70 times, and if his soul returned, it's nothing amazing. For them to have effect, a condition, and that is, it must be connected to Waliyullah. Quran must never be away from Aitrat, the household of the Prophet, the Imams, the Ma'sumeen alayhim assalam. These verses must never separate from them. To whatever extent one of them is disrespected, the other is disrespected too. Whatever is lacking in our lives due to the absence of the 12th Imam, it applies to Quran as well. The effects and the favors and blessings reported to us during the time of the awaited Imam are definitely lacking today. No doubt his favors are upon us like from behind the clouds. And if the clouds are put aside, one will benefit more from the sun. Waliyullah is in hiding and behind the clouds. The same is with Quran. We can't benefit from all of it as we cannot benefit from Waliyullah. Both are the same. If the latter does not bestow with full force, this one too does not. In a report on the Day of Judgment, Quran will come among the Mu'mineen, and when the Mu'mineen see the Holy Quran, they would say, who is this? This must belong and be among the Shuhada. Quran ascends to the rank of the Shuhada. Shuhada would say, who is this? This must belong and be among the angels. The angels would say, who is this? This must belong and be among the prophets. Prophets would say, who is this? This must belong and be among the highest. As it had descended to the earth, now it ascends back. Prophets say, the rank of Quran is much higher than us until it reaches the throne and complains about a few, and for a few others starts mediating and shafa'at. There it will be understood and known that it was the inner self of Amirul Mu'mineen and Ahlul Bayt alayhim assalam. The batin, the inner self of Ahlul Bayt, is the batin and the inner self of Quran. That is Asma'ullah. And that is why Amirul Mu'mineen is addressed as Ayatullah al-Uzma. All the Imams are the same. In this world, the Asma'ullah, one is Ali, one is the book, the glorious Quran. In those high stages, they are all the noor and the light of the existence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that is why Imam Ali alayhi salam says, I am the book. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.